Part 4. Directions. You'll hear some talks given by a single speaker. You'll be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following talk.
Okay, Mrs. Jensen. Based on what you told us, we've come up with three possible window awnings for you. The first is our Carnival Sun canvas. This would be $2,200 for installation on 7 windows. This is our most economical option, and it's quite popular. It'll do the job if you're just looking for basic sunshade. Now, if you want to go up in quality, the Sun City is a nice option. The frame is stronger, the canvas is thicker, and will last a lot longer, especially in extreme weather. That costs $3,000 with installation. The final option is the Green Choice solar panel, which, because it's a solar panel, actually generates electricity for you while it shades your house. It costs $9,000 to install, but you'll save money over time on your electric bills.
Number 71. What is said to be included in the price of all products? Number 72. What does the speaker's product do? Number 73. What is claimed about the Green Choice product? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following news report.
The publishing world is still waiting to learn if yet another major house will fall into Reginald Mara's vast Champion Communications empire. Negotiations on Mara's $750 million bid to acquire the prestigious print publication, Knott's Business Day, went into a third week with strong resistance to the buyout coming surprisingly from those who stand to gain the most from the deal. Three members of the Knott family have expressed concerns that turning over controlling interest to the Mara conglomerate would lead to substantial changes in both the viewpoint and journalistic quality of Business Day. Mr. Mara could not be reached for comment.
Number 74. What is implied about Reginald Mara? Number 75. What does Reginald Mara hope to do? Number 76. What do critics of Mara's plans fear will happen? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
Our office is getting rid of all its cubicles. We're going to have a completely open office space. No walls at all between our workspaces. The idea is that it'll get the various people who work together on project teams, engineers, salespeople, project managers, and so on. It'll get everyone to interact more. At least that's the theory. Personally, I'm not convinced this is anything more than, I don't know, a management fad or something. I mean, what they're looking for is business cooperation, but what they're doing is shaking up people's personal space and, I don't know, I'll be surprised if this has any kind of positive results.
Number 77. What does the woman say her company is planning to do? Number 78. What is said to be a goal of the woman's company? Number 79. Why is the woman concerned about her company's decision? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
Okay, everyone. When you open up in the morning, there are these two switches, but you only need to turn on one of them, okay? The switch on the left starts the lights, computers, and printers. It gets the office ready to go. The other switch is for the lighted outdoor sign, but the sign has an automatic sensor that turns it on at night and off in the morning. So don't touch the second switch. Okay? Do you all understand? All right. Your next order of business is turning on the coffee maker. All you need to do is turn it on. All the coffee's in there. The machine does everything automatically. But it's important, because if you don't do it, you're going to have a lot of cranky coworkers who will remind you as soon as they start coming in. I'm serious.
Number 80. Where does this talk probably take place? Number 81. What point does the speaker emphasize? Number 82. What does the speaker imply about his audience? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following talk.
One of the themes we'll be exploring in this course is the contrast between traditional models of management and what I'll call holistic management models. The traditional model is hierarchical. A few executives make decisions and pass the orders down through layers of managers to the rank and file workers. You're all familiar with this. The newer model takes many forms, but it's generally more cooperative. Executives still make decisions, but they seriously consider ideas from managers and workers. The whole company works as a team, and every employee is considered as valuable as the next. Or at least in theory. As we begin to examine case studies this semester, I think you'll find that old habits die hard.
Number 83. Who is the speaker probably addressing? Number 84. What is the subject of this talk? Number 85. What does the speaker say he will be presenting? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following news report.
In a sign that spring may finally be approaching, officials at Metro Regional Airport reported yesterday that the snow depth was less than 1 inch. Ending a period of 61 straight days in which the airport had more than an inch of snow. The 61-day streak just barely surpassed the previous record of most days with more than an inch of snow on the ground, set way back in 1914. Mild air is expected to melt the remaining snow on the ground this week, and by Wednesday afternoon, temperatures are expected to reach the lower 50s. But weather officials are telling us to get ready for a few more flurries next week. So while winter isn't entirely over, at least it looks like we're beginning to emerge from the deep freeze.
Number 86. For which location is the weather described? Number 87. What record is said to have been set? Number 88. What weather is predicted for the following week? Go on to the next page. Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following news report.
False teeth for your cat? I thought this was a joke when I heard it. But no, dental implants for cats and dogs are just one of many new products that Americans can buy for their beloved pets. I know little doggy coats and rain boots have been around for a long time, but this new trend is over the top. According to Pet Week magazine, Americans spend $41 billion a year on their pets, more than they spend on going to the movies, playing video games, and listening to recorded music combined. Certainly, a lot of this money goes to food, locally grown, organic, all that stuff. But the single biggest expenditure for pet owners is, can you guess? It's health. With 77% of U.S. dogs and 52% of U.S. cats having been medicated in the past year.
Number 89. How much are Americans said to spend on pets annually? Number 90. What does most of the money spent on pets in the U.S. go towards? Number 91. What best describes the speaker's feeling about U.S. pet expenses? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk.
Your keys are sticky because your keyboard's probably filled with dirt and grime. It's easy to clean, though. In most laptops, the keyboard comes up pretty quickly. And contrary to popular opinion, you can wash it. I don't know why people don't do it more often. At any rate, pop out your keyboard, and what I usually do is soak the whole thing in warm water for about an hour, just to loosen up all the stuff that's gotten stuck in there. Shake out as much moisture as you can, and then blow out as much of the water as you can with one of those cans of compressed air and leave it out for a night to dry. Plug it in the next morning, and it should work fine. If the computer beeps at you, it means you still have some moisture in there, so dry it out some more. A beeping computer doesn't mean you've destroyed it. Just turn it off, remove the keyboard, and dry it some more.
Number 92. What is implied about cleaning computer keyboards? Number 93. What recommendation is made for cleaning a keyboard? Number 94. What does the woman say can happen if the keyboard is not fully dried? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement.
Your attention, please. Train number 42 with service to Harrisburg and Philadelphia is going to be delayed by about 40 minutes. We're going to hold it up until the number 30 from Chicago arrives at the station. There is a number of people transferring over, so we're going to hold the train. We just got word that the number 30 is about 20 miles from Pittsburgh, but it'll probably be about 7:45 before it gets into the station, which means the 42 should depart around 8 o'clock. Again, train number 42 to Philadelphia is going to be delayed. We thank you for your patience.
Number 95. Why is the number 42 train going to be delayed? Number 96. When is the number 42 train scheduled to depart? Number 97. What is the number 42 train's final destination? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk.
I'm very excited that our company's going to be working again with the Portland Department of Transportation to try to come up with new and creative solutions to our city's transportation issues. We've worked with Portland DOT many times and have always found them to be great partners. In recent years, Portland has expanded tremendously. The downside of that growth is a transportation infrastructure that's facing difficulty coping with traffic it was never meant to handle. We believe the research we're about to embark on will give us the best opportunity to meet our city's long-term transportation needs, and we're excited to be part of the process.
Number 98. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 99. What is implied about the city of Portland? Number 100. What does the speaker claim about her relationship with the Portland Department of Transportation? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to part 5 in your test book. End of recording.